Proclamation number 6948 of 18th of October, 1957. Overestimating material goods. You seek to gain from life everything it offers you. You strive for the goods of this world with all your senses. You increase your possessions and eagerly collect earthly treasures. You do not even think about how worthless all that you desire is. You do not think about what matters in the first place and in what relationship you already stand to it. Material goods should indeed serve you. You can make them serve you. But you must not let yourselves be dominated by them. And this is what you do when your thoughts and aspirations are exclusively directed towards the acquisition of material goods. Then you have already become the slave of matter, or also the slave of him whose domain is the material world. For all matter is spiritual that once fell away from God, which hardened itself through its resistance to God and is now forced by God's will into a serving function in order to emerge again from the hardened state. But the human being was once the same which, after an infinitely long time, worked its way up again through involuntary service, that it was allowed to shed the material coverings and has now regained freedom again to a certain extent in order to now also become free from its last material cover through a right relationship with God and also towards matter, which it has therefore overcome. He should help matter to serve, but he must not let himself be dominated by it. But the behavior of people proves the latter. The addiction to matter has become excessive. People only live with this aim in mind, that is, to acquire what the world offers them, and the joy of possession is an open devotion to that from which their earthly task is to detach themselves. For he who desires the world with its goods has no desire for the kingdom that is not of this world. For anyone who desires the world remembers little or nothing of his God and Creator. He is not in the right relationship with him. He is not the child who seeks his father. He still has much fellowship with the one who is Lord of the material world and strives to return to him, from whose power God had already helped him so far through his walk through creation that it is easy for him to completely detach himself from him on earth. But man can never accomplish this release if he does not first free himself from the desire for these material goods. Only when he learns to despise them, when he no longer attaches more value to them than that they serve him according to divine order, only when spiritual goods are worth striving for can he accept the latter and thus accomplish the change from this world to the spiritual kingdom, and only then will he succeed in complete detachment from the Lord of this world. And everyone could do this if only he would consider the worthlessness of earthly goods, if only he would think about the value of even the most desirable things in this world at the hour of his death, which he cannot determine himself but which can be granted to him on any day. Man lives and therefore thinks only of life, but not of death, which is insecure for him. And he shakes off every thought of it unwillingly. And yet he knows that he cannot take anything into the kingdom of the beyond that he has acquired in earthly life. Yet he allows himself to be dominated by the thought of making his earthly life as beautiful as possible, and again he is influenced by God's adversary in this sense, so that his greed for material goods will always increase because one tries to outdo the other and no one thinks of how poor he really is and in what hardship he will cross over into the spiritual kingdom when his hour has come. But no human being can acquire earthly and spiritual goods together. Only he will be richly blessed at the end of his earthly life who has become master of the goods of this world, who has only sought to gather spiritual treasures that will last for all eternity. Amen.